Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Monday morning. It is January 10th, 2021, and education will be the theme of our program here today. First up, getting an update from the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. And in studio with me here today is Associate Dean of Academic Programs and Student Success Professor, Small Animal Orthopedics, James K. Roush. Dr. Roush, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, good. Glad to be here.
I feel like it's probably been a minute since we've had you in. We were talking before the program. It's probably been a couple of years. Is that right?
That's right. I usually come in and talk occasionally on an orthopedic small animal surgery subject, but I've switched to associate dean. I still do a little orthopedic surgery over at the vet school, but I'm starting to transition and doing a lot more sitting down, and I thought we'd talk about education this morning.
All right. Sounds good. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and how long you've been with the College of Veterinary Medicine.
I came to K-State in 1989 as an assistant professor, and then, of course, just stayed and moved up through the ranks because it's a wonderful place to live and work. And I became a professor in 2002. I was the Doman professor up until I became associate dean, and just doing small animal orthopedic surgery primarily, occasional exotic animal thrown in there. And then about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years now, I had the opportunity to become the interim associate dean for academic programs and students. And so I did that, and then I was confirmed as the permanent through a national search in August.
Well, congratulations on that. That's a wonderful promotion, and obviously you like the work.
Yeah, it's. I keep saying it's the best job in the building because I don't have to worry about fundraising as a dean would or things like that from that standpoint, and dealing with the students is completely invigorating. They are wonderful to work with. The faculty have been great to work with from that side. Of course, COVID brought in a lot of opportunities for change and looking forward. And we've had a lot of cooperation on both sides and working that out and making it the best that it can be, given the circumstances we have. We were one of the first veterinary schools to open back up right after the early shutdown in March of 2020. And we kept all of our labs, which a lot of schools had, were completely remote. We kept all the face-to-face labs by increasing the number of them and going down in class size. And as it's turned out, the faculty liked that decrease in faculty-student ratio. And so we kept that. And we have kept those labs, those increased numbers of labs, even though it's taking more faculty time to do that, simply because the teaching's better.
Well, that's good to hear. And, you know, it's always nice to hear when you could find things that work more efficiently here, even, you know, as you mentioned, it taking more time. It was nice to hear some positives that come out of COVID, honestly. We're going to talk a little bit about education here today. That's going to be the primary focus. And you're going to be talking about, a number of different things, right?
Right. We can talk about admissions. We're in the middle of our admissions cycle interviews right now. We can talk about the curriculum itself. We just went through a curriculum review at the College of Veterinary Medicine, and we're hoping this fall to institute a new curriculum, or at least a modified curriculum. We didn't throw it out entirely, but we're tweaking it and making it better as we go.
All right. Let's start there with the curriculum. What changes have been implemented from before?
We had several changes that we wanted to institute. The focus of the American Veterinary Medical Association and the Council on Education, which is our accreditation body for the College of Veterinary Medicine specifically, that focus is shifting more to entry-level skills for veterinarians, maybe less, if you will, of a broader one-size-fits-all veterinarian, but more aimed at basic-level practice in terms of where they want them at graduation. So we're trying to move the clinical subjects up earlier in the curriculum. We're also trying to increase student contact through the entire 4 years into the small animal and large animal clinic here at the college, and to get them more skills. We started It's been about 5 or 6 years with clinical skills courses in each of the semesters that on models teach them basic skills, and we're now transitioning to get more of those skills taught in the actual clinic alongside those models. And so we'll hope to do that. The Council on Education has also started pushing. They had a major overhaul of their goals, and that was called competency-based veterinary education. So CBVE and all of the veterinary colleges are probably going to institute that over the next 5 to 10 years. So we're trying to get an early jump on that.
Okay. Have any prerequisites changed because of this?
Prerequisites have not changed. We maintain there are 64 required prerequisite courses credits, if you will. And those are, you know, what you would expect for most of a pre-med or pre-science, or sorry, pre-veterinary degree there, organic chemistry, biochemistry, physics, and so on. A lot of science-based courses. There are some electives. There are actually 9 credits of elective allowed in that 64 and another 12, which are social sciences and humanities based. There are some required writing courses because of so much of what we do is communication and writing that we pick those up in those courses. So those 64 are exactly the same as they have been, and everyone who's admitted has to demonstrate that they've done those.
All right. Now, with the curriculum here, what are the areas of degrees that people can get here from the college?
From the college itself, primarily we're focused on the DVM professional curriculum, so DVM degree. There are dual master's and PhD programs alongside that a number of students do, and probably the biggest one is there's a Master of Public Health that many students do alongside their DVM work, a little extra coursework, and some other requirements to get that master's, but they can do that within their 4 years. So that's one side to an official degree, if you will, alongside their DVM. And a PhD program usually takes a little more than 4 years. They usually either sit out a year during their DVM program or they continue after the 4 years of their DVM to do a PhD. We also have those certificate programs that are new to the college to some degree and expanding. In place right now, we have approved a food animal certificate program and a shelter medicine certificate program. And what those are is within our DVM curriculum, which is 169 credits over those 4 years, there are 12 credits within the first 3 years and some credits, elective credits in the fourth year. And with those packages of elective credits, there are several that are focused on doing what we call a certificate. So for instance, the food animal certificate has a number of courses that are specified and required that they have to do as elective credits in their DVM, and then some outside activities. The shelter medicine program is the same type idea, some elective and some core type credits to qualify. And then at the end of that, if the student qualifies, what they get is a notation on their transcript that they've achieved that certificate. And those certificates are aimed at allowing our students to have a little bit of a leg up, if you will, into jobs, a little more desired because of their focus in those areas. For instance, food animal veterinary medicine or shelter veterinary medicine, it'll help them get jobs in those areas. We have an exotics program, which is currently winding its way through the university for approval. I expect that to be approved this spring. And online, thinking ahead, we're looking at a surgery certificate, a business skills certificate, a sustainability certificate, some others that we're going to add in the next few years. The surgery certificate, for instance, the most highly competitive residency right now is surgery, small animal surgery specifically. I have generally around 100 applications for one residency spot every year. And so we're hoping that a surgery certificate added on to their diploma will give some of our own students a leg up towards that pattern.
What a wonderful opportunity here for aspiring veterinary students here. And the length of time it takes to get these degrees, what, you know, typically if there's a four-year degree, this probably takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, typically, of course, a DVM, they're spending 2 to 4 years as a pre-veterinary student doing those prerequisites for admissions and then 4 years in the DVM program itself. But the certificates don't add to the length of the DVM program. They just help focus that elective time into specific areas that we can recognize and grant them recognition for.
I see. Okay. Again, we're speaking with Dr. James Rausch with the College of Veterinary Medicine. He's Associate Dean of Academic Programs and Student Success Professor. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk some more. We'll talk about early admission and other things here on In Focus as we continue on News Radio KMAN.